This is the second week of February, and this is your Minority Sports Report. I'm Julian, and as always, I'm joined by Big Black.
Hi.
And hello. We're not going to talk much about football.
Please. We always going to talk about football.
We're going to talk about a rather big story with football. We're also going to talk about the Olympics and a little NBA, maybe even a little NHL, but I doubt it.
Some MLB. This is, you know, we're transitioning just like the rest of America. We're weaning off of football. It's been a week since that blowout happened. And my God, it's been like the longest week ever.
Yeah, it just...
I can only imagine for you guys.
It doesn't seem real. It just like... I'm like, a week ago, I was on suicide watch. And now it's just like, that happened. It happened.
It did.
But the Olympics have started.
Can't wait till tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
A couple hours.
You're curling.
By the time you hear this, it'll already be over.
Yeah, the curling. The first part round.
At least. Yeah, the first part at least.
So the Olympics have started. I watched the opening ceremonies. John, I don't think you did.
I did not.
I don't know. It was interesting. I like watching the opening ceremonies because, you know, it's that country's culture and that's what they want to show. Right. And, you know.
Right.
Was it Beijing good? No.
Nothing's ever going to be that good.
No, but nothing's ever going to be that good.
Oh, man. No, that was ridiculous.
But I thought the Russians did a decent job with it. I know a fair amount about Russian history. I wouldn't say like I'm an expert or anything, but I think I know more than probably your average American.
I would have to agree with you.
But it was interesting
because that's how I feel, and I know you know way more about it than I do.
But it was just like watching them, like, you know, oh, the Russian Revolution is like represented by this giant train like moving across the stadium bathed in red while like dancers in like giant cogs like take the field. And I'm like, oh, you're not gonna show the royal family being murdered in a basement. John, you were wrong. There weren't huge statues of Lenin.
I know, man, that sucked. I was totally looking forward to that, even though I wouldn't have watched it.
But
yeah, Lenin and fucking Rasputin.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed it. What I watched of it, you know, they did a good job. But the games themselves have started. We watched a little bit of it today.
The games.
We watched the what was it? The Skiathlon, maybe it was called. It was some weird name, but it was a 30 kilometer race, basically. Cross country ski race. And we watched the end, and it was so funny because you know, it's a distance race, so you're not gonna have a lot of, you know, exciting moments. But at the end, the guys were like freaking out on the call. They're like, and he's coming up from behind, and he's got it. And it was just like, wow, man, you're really into cross country skiing.
Yeah, shit was it was wild. I didn't know you could get that excited.
Yeah, John had to stop what he was doing and come over and look what was happening.
Yeah, it was really that. They got me.
It was interesting. I mean, I don't know.
They got me.
I don't know. It's like watching any sort of distance race. The best part is the very, very end when the guys in the front are like, now I have to just push my body to like the absolute limit.
Oh, but even like during, the reason why people love the Olympics, well, the reason why, I can't speak for people, let me speak for me, is because you get to see freaks of nature do crazy shit, you know?
Yeah, they... Like, 30 kilometers in like an hour and 8 minutes.
Yeah. On skis.
Yeah.
It's the whole way through, like, yo, their legs, man, they were like tree trunks. I could not get over the size of all the people's legs.
Yeah, they were.
It's ridiculous. I was like, oh, man, look at that dude's. Whoa, those are boobies. That's a girl. Her legs are like tree trunks.
Yeah. We watched some of the speed skating. Speed
skating. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was,
ooh, wow.
They could crush out heads with thighs.
With thighs. Crush head with thighs.
But as we are recording this, America is currently in a tie for third.
All right. Word. Third place.
In the overall medal count, we've won 2 gold, 2 bronze, no silver. So, overall leader, I think, right now is Norway, though.
Boo!
But I mean, you know, whatever. That the skiing events, yeah. Listen, so right now it's Norway with 7.
Every country always leads, but at the end of the games, America usually is like right up there.
Yeah, we're either one or two, yeah. As we should be.
Because we still, everybody's talent and make it our own. Because that is the American way, baby.
Or just the fact that we just have enough time and money to dedicate.
Oh, yeah, that too. That too. But
and we got the population to sustain it.
Hey, people come here looking for opportunity.
No, I'm not disagreeing with your point, but I'm also saying, you know, Norway's like, what, 20 million people?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And it's just, you know, we're a really big country.
Curling.
Curling is coming up.
Tomorrow, 5 a.m. East Coast time.
The American women won their first round of hockey. You know why we're not going to talk NHL? Because there is no NHL. But they won their first round, the American women, against, I want to say, Finland or something. Like,
ooh, another skating country.
Yeah, like a team that wasn't like, you're like, oh, they have a hockey team? So, you know, there's that. And they're playing Switzerland next.
Angola's up after that.
Angola. with two athletes. There were only like 3 African countries represented.
Well, shit, yeah, man. It's fucking hot. And poor in Africa.
Yeah, but they have mountains.
I do, I know, but like I said, the second part was poor.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
That's the main part. I should have said that first.
Yeah, it doesn't cost much to run.
No. And that's why they win those goddamn marathons, man. Long distance running, man. Ooh, boy. A Kenyan. It's like they have the world record or something, man.
But
Kenyans.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've enjoyed the game so far. No terrorist attacks, so there's that. But
yay, Russia.
Yeah, I don't know. There aren't as many events that I'm interested in, but well, you know, I'll just throw it on if there's nothing else on, just put it in the background. So there's that.
Yeah. I like I said, I'm gonna DVR the curling. I'm gonna do that because there's just something about curling. I'm going to tell you guys a little story. Me and my boy Fat Mike, way back in the high school days, he was like, yo, you ever heard of this shit called curling? And I was like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, yo, they make all kinds of noises and they look like retards running down a thing of ice. And I watched it with him and we laughed so hard. And then my laughter turned into love. That's it.
John's going to talk a lot about curling.
Because curling's the shit. This is the only time you get to talk about curling and like, it's important. Well, it's not that it's important, but it's relevant, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, just like handball. Woo! This podcast is still going on during the Olympics. Woo! God, I love handball. That shit is the truth. All right, but yeah. Steve Nash re-injured his leg today.
are we moving on to the NBA?
I don't know. What else is there to talk about in the Olympics? Yeah, the biathlon?
Yeah, the biathlon. We watched
the ladies' one.
We watched some of the ladies shoot.
She was crazy.
Yeah.
She was nuts.
But, yeah, we USA swept in the new event, slope style.
That's right, the slope style shit.
So, We won both golds in the men's and the women's, so there's that. But on to NBA, where we have some news, because the much struggling Lakers have now lost Steve Nash for God knows how long.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of leg injury it was, but he got injured in the third quarter, and he never came back. Motherfucking Celtics lost again to the Mavericks, but whatever. You know, who was expecting the Celtics? Ooh, excuse me. Who was expecting the Celtics to be decent this season?
Not me. The Pistons fired their head coach.
Ooh! 18-34. That is bad. That is fucking bad. Yo, honestly, judging from all the Celtics game pictures I see on Facebook, I would have never thought they only had 18 wins. That was some loyal-ass people. I can't.
Wait, they've only had 18 wins?
18-34, man, of the only season.
Damn.
I thought the Knicks were bad. The Knicks had 20 wins, and I'm like, man, that's shit. Wow, the Celtics are even worse. Ugh. It is what it is, but yeah, the East is terrible.
Yeah, the Pistons fired their head coach.
Yeah, the Pistons.
They're 21-29. It's not even as bad as the Celtics.
No. 30 fucking four losses. Oh, man. The basketball segments will be getting better because there's no football on. So, you know, like I said, we're weaning off of it.
Well, we got a big dummy we can talk about.
A big dummy.
He's not an NBA, but he's an NCAA player.
He's an athlete.
He's an athlete who shoved a fan during a game. God, let me try to find that fucking story.
What the shit is his name? Yeah, Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart of the Texas Tech said that a fan called him a derogatory name during a game and he shoved the guy. It's an old white guy. Oh, no, he's of
OSU.
OSU, but it was at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
But yeah, he said that the guy called him some sort of racial slur. What that was, God knows, or if he actually did. But still, you don't... Oh, my God, man. Why are you shoving anybody?
He got suspended for 3 games.
Yeah, which is fine. I support that.
Yeah, that's fine.
But, big dummy, you let a fan get to you.
You know you're a big dummy if Metal World Peace, a.k.a. Ron Artest, is giving you advice.
Yeah.
If he's trying to reach out to you, ooh, you better do a 180. But again, this is just one incident. I don't know who this kid is. I never heard of him before until today, so.
No, I'm sure. And I'm sure outside of Oklahoma, most people don't really know him. But.
OSU!
Yeah. Andrew Bynum's still playing.
Man, how are your Nuggets doing?
They're all right. I think they're above 500. I think 500. Yeah, hold on 1 second. They're doing all right. I mean, I don't know. It's the Nuggets. They'll do fine. They'll get into the playoffs and then get bounced out. Yo, that's what they do.
The Clippers beat the 76ers 123-78.
Jesus.
Holy Christ. Shit. That's a fucking blowout, man.
Oh, man.
That's not even fair,
no,
yo.
No, that's just... The Clippers are by far the best team in the fucking, in LA, which is insane.
Yeah. LA doesn't have LA's got a bunch of bench warmers as the starters
right now. Well, yeah, but everyone's injured. Well,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, not that they're doing, I don't know what their record is. I wonder if it's worse than the Celtics. It probably can be.
The Lakers?
Yeah. Actually, it might be, because the West is definitely tougher. Definitely tougher this season for Shiggity, my niggity.
What the fuck?
Schenectady?
He was Schenectady.
But yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy what's going on with the Lakers.
Yeah, no, they're number one in their division. The Clippers are 36-18.
What's the Lakers?
The Lakers are 18-33.
They've got the same record as the Celtics.
Yeah, and the Nuggets are below 500. They're 24-25.
Right on the cusp. Yeah. Just like we expected.
Yeah. Right.
Never
now.
That great. Never that bad.
No, well, I don't know if they'll make the playoffs right now.
Come on, man.
All the top two teams in the rest of the divisions have better records than them. Like, the Golden State and Phoenix both have 30 wins. Phoenix, man. Who saw that coming? Houston has 34. San Antonio has 37. Dallas has 31.
31.
Mm. So right now, they would not make the playoffs. They're, I think, 11th overall. Yeah, they're 11th overall.
Okay. Anything? Oh, yeah, All-Star Weekend's coming up soon.
Yeah.
That'll be way more exciting to talk about. Trust us. Deal with it. It'll be way more exciting. I'm going to move it on to the Major League of Baseball.
Mainly one player with Major League.
Two things about Major League Baseball. Kinda. Curt Schilling has cancer.
Curt Schilling
has cancer. If you didn't know that, maybe some of you feel bad. Maybe some of you don't. I'm just letting you know. And number two, the bigger story, A-Rod is dropping his lawsuit and is going to accept his penalty for the whole season and postseason ban of whatever year it would.
Next season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the season coming up. What is it? Because what? There's like 80 days to the catcher and pitcher's report?
Yeah, something like that. They sure as hell weren't going to get it done in that time. He would have maybe probably come back after the All-Star break.
Maybe. Yeah, but no.
But still, I mean, he's going to lose out on like $20 million.
That's fucking fine with everybody except A-Rod.
Yeah, well.
And his circle.
A-Rod's kids.
No, that's what I mean. Like, it's not good for them.
But, yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know. Do you think he just did it because he figured he couldn't win?
I'm sure somebody was in his ear, man, because, like, he's got such an ego that he probably would go broke trying to, like, do some shit like that. You know, that's just what I, you know, just, I don't know the man, but that's the impression that I get from him. Like, he would spend every last dollar proving that, yeah, I cheated, but let me tell you why it's not wrong, you know? And he had to have, like, lawyers and, like, people in a circle just like, man, just fucking drop the suit and you can come back the season after that.
Well, if he's not doping.
Right, if he's not doping, just fade away, you know?
Yeah.
As much as like it's crazy for A-Rod to fade away, he can fade away because everybody fades away. You know? Just get out the fucking spotlight for a couple months and then just, you know, when spring training comes for next season, not next season, but the following season.
Yeah.
You know?
2015. A-Rod's going to be like 40 by that point.
Exactly. So there's a lot of shit going against him.
And you know who's happy about it?
Cashman?
I was gonna say the Yankees.
Yeah.
I get to save all that money this
Hell
year.
Hell yeah, that's what I mean. Like, for everyone else, it's great that he's gonna drop this shit and just not get paid that money, you know? fucking Alex Rodriguez.
Alex.
Alexandra.
Poor Alex Rodriguez.
Wop. Wop.
And, yeah. Our thoughts and prayers are with Curt Schilling.
Yeah. Cancer sucks.
Cancer does suck. But you know what else sucks?
What?
Duping a state out of $1 billion to start a
fund. Yeah, was it a bill? let's use the interwebs.
But I say he deserves cancer or anything like that, but it's still.
But, you know, it's, you might not know, but he's kind of he's a well-known douchebag.
He works for ESPN now, I think. Or the
MLB Network. Yeah, no, he does. Yeah, I think it's ESPN.
Man, yeah. The NBA is awful because basically what's going to happen is we're going to talk about it for the next like 3 or 4 months, and it's all going to be whether or not Miami and maybe...
It's who is Miami going to face.
Who is Miami going to face?
Honestly.
And that's what? Maybe the Spurs, OKC.
Obviously the Clippers.
Clippers. Well, I mean, they started hot last season. Look how that worked.
Well, as of right now.
As of right now, yeah. But, I mean, who in the East? Maybe the Pacers are going to give the Heat a run for their money, but still.
They'll give them a run for their money, but eventually they won't take the money.
Oh, man, Philadelphia. Maybe.
Honestly, it depends on Dwayne Wade. What were we going to say?
Milwaukee is 9-41.
Oh, my God.
That's like, wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's wild.
I thought Philadelphia at 15-37 was bad, but...
Mm, yeah, no, I 9 games, yo, that's fucking 9. Wild.
God.
Ugh. That's terrible.
They played 50 games, and they've won less than a tenth of them, or less than a fifth of them.
Yeah, it's fucking bad.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay. We all hate math.
I hate math.
Yes, you do. Everybody hates it.
But oh, good God, Milwaukee, man. You lose Ryan Braun. You just. To be a Wisconsin fan.
Wisconsin, 38 studios. 38 studios. Okay, it was $75 million.
But still.
Yeah, that's a lot of money from a state.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to the big story. Mr. Michael Sam.
Michael Samuels.
Michael Sam is coming, an All-American defensive.
He's coming out, so you better get this party started.
Yep, he came out. He was looking to be a mid-round pick of some, but he's going to theoretically.
I'll stop.
At this point.
Be drafted in the NFL?
Yeah, be drafted and be the first openly gay NFL player.
I hope it happens for him. Because for the NFL's sake, the NFL doesn't care.
No, you know? The NFL doesn't care.
They,
the NFL
it doesn't care. But it would look really great on their part if somebody did pick them up.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're telling every GM that. But, you know, what team is it going to be? I know right. It's not going to be a Southern team.
Hell no.
That much. And I guess it can't be San Francisco because there's no sweetness on that team.
But that's the thing, though. Like, jocks are pretty much homophobes.
Yeah. No, I mean, I understand where it's coming from. But,
you know.
At the same time, like, you know, he came out to his whole team in Missouri.
Right.
And I understand. I mean, like, and I got to imagine probably some of his teammates probably weren't okay with it. But I got to imagine most of them were.
Yeah.
And they're like,
why? Who cares?
Well, the anonymous source in the article I read said, well, maybe in the next decade. No.
Yeah. I read that. He's like, the next decade or two. And I was like, it's going to happen a lot sooner than
that. Yeah. Because, yeah, the kids we're going to school with, the kids who are going to be that next step in the NFL,
yeah,
don't give a shit.
Yeah, we don't give a shit, man.
I mean, some do, but
a lot of them still do, but more than us, there are more of us that I feel like that don't give a shit than there are that care.
Well, yeah, because I think that also more of us, you know, can be like, well, I know this guy and he's gay, or I know this girl and she's gay, and
yeah,
I have no, you know. Suddenly, I see my friends being discriminated against in a way that I'm not used to, you know?
It's ridiculous. But, his draft stock.
I think it
is going to fucking plummet.
Yeah, it's so.
It already has.
Yeah, because as much as I think people, you know, want it to be accepting, I think, yeah, it is still kind of. You're right, jocks are homophobes. And
again, it's not all jocks.
Not all of them, but I mean, it's a huge jocks that,
you know, right. But again, it's the older guys. Like you said, it's the whole culture. Like, we don't really care, man.
Yeah.
And if you do, it's like, why are you so mad that this person is gay?
Well, you know, there's Jesus and that stuff. But like, at the same time, I'm just like,
whatever.
You know.
Why do you care?
But we can't understand it.
No, I will never understand being that upset because somebody wants to be with someone of the same sex. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But anywho, that's not what this is about. This is about the NFL. It's not, like I said, his draft stock is going to take a hit. I hope he gets signed. I hope he gets drafted.
Yeah, I hope he gets drafted. I hope he's good, too.
Yeah, honestly.
Because that's what matters more than anything.
Yeah, and if he goes out there and he's producing.
We talked about this with Jason Collins.
Right.
Where it was like, sure, he came out and that's great and all, but...
But Jason Collins?
Yeah, nobody knew who he was. Yeah. And frankly, yeah. And
yeah.
he was an okay center?
Yeah, the tail end of his career, too. You know, it's just like, man, 12 years in the league and now you're telling people you're gay and you didn't get signed. Yeah, you know why you didn't get signed? Because there's a lot of other taller niggas that are younger and more athletic than you are. It has nothing about you being gay.
But
it probably does, but
yeah, probably. I mean, I'm sure maybe somebody would put him on the roster.
Like I feel like, you know, they're businessmen, and then they were just, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think like any of the owners would have any problems.
But that's the thing. Like, I feel like some of them probably would, you know, like if they're like super Christian. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Those types would definitely have a problem with it. But if it's all, you know, I'm all about money. This is how I got to where I'm at by dealing with all kinds of people. Those guys don't give a shit, you know. But it's like, you know, the Bible Belt owners, you know, if there are any, which I'm sure there are, you know, like the guy that runs the Falcons. I don't know him, but just from the way he dresses and carries himself, He looks like a real Southern, like, if this was like 200 years ago, he'd be a fucking plantation owner. Yeah. You know? That's what he looks like to me. So I'm like, I don't know. But like I said, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know.
But you man. You give results, man.
People and it's will like, it's all, that shit. It's always like the old players, ex-players say is, you know, I played with gay players, you know, mm-hmm. I knew teammates were gay. And, you know, it just happens.
It does, man. Who cares? You're always going to be around somebody gay.
Yeah, so Michael Sam, I hope you're awesome. I hope you play really well. And I hope this is the last time we really have to talk about your sexuality.
Yeah, it won't be.
It won't be, obviously not. But you know, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
All that matters is if he can stop, if he can tackle the guy.
He totally can tackle him.
Ooh.
He tackles hard.
He's a defensive end.
He works hard, so he plays hard.
Everybody dance now.
I think everybody our age that's watching Simpsons knows that fucking shit.
Dad, why'd you take me to a gay steel mill? I don't know.
Oh, man. That shit was funny.
But yeah, I mean,
excuse me.
You know, I hope that, you know, this doesn't affect his draft stock. I'm sure it will, because the NBA is still run by, you know, old white men,
right?
Who probably, you know, right. Oh, I can't have that in my locker room.
Yep.
But
that's what they'll use, the excuse, the locker room. The locker
yeah,
room,
well, room. It would divide the locker room.
And it's just like,
well, you know what? Good coaches can unite divided coaches.
Exactly.
You think everybody really likes each other on the team?
Hell no.
No, you have friends on the team, and then you have teammates.
And, yep, just like you have friends at work, and you have work associates.
Yeah, I mean, you can get along.
Yeah, you get along fine, because you're all working towards a common goal.
Yeah,
and that's what bonds you.
And you know what's gonna happen is if he's good, it's gonna not be an issue. And if he's
perfect example, Manti Te'o. I'm sure he still gets a lot of shit on the field, but nobody talks about that shit anymore. Because no, who the fuck cares?
He's also a decent player.
Yeah, he came out and he produced. Like, wow, he's gonna be pretty good.
Yeah, he wasn't a bust.
No, nope.
And that's what really matters. If I mean, like, I hope this guy's good, but I guarantee you whatever team was looking at him probably is like, well, we can get him about four rounds later now.
Yeah, we can get him way low.
Yeah, and pay him cheap. A lot less.
Yep. But what is?
So, yeah, best wishes to Michael Sam. You know.
But I can say this. Good luck, kid.
Good luck, kid.
Because you're probably like 20.
Yeah, he's 24.
He's 24? No, he's not a kid.
Well, he graduated.
So. Yeah.
Like, all right, but yeah, so I don't know. Are we going to end on that? Any stray stories you want to pick up?
Man, there totally was, but I can't. I don't have my mother effing phone. Boo.
Well, I'm just going to show. Have you seen Norway's curling pants?
No. What the hell are those? Are those flowers?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's their uniform.
Those are tacky as fuck.
It's their uniform.
Oh, man, that's really tacky. Hot.
All right, follow us on Twitter. We'll see you next week.
Boss Burgers.
On behalf of Big Black, I'm Julian. And, yeah.
Bye.
You them scandalize, you them use again.